Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
We brought back some old friends today, and it's my fault. We should have had them on a lot longer ago. We should have had them on sooner. Let's put it that way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with praise and adoration for the God that you are. Your power, your love, your grace. We know that you are omnipresent and always in our lives, regardless of those valleys or those mountaintops. Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving for who you are, for your love and your grace and your mercy. And Father, we ask you for forgiveness. We're all sinners. Each of us knows our own sins, Father, and I pray that you will forgive me for mine. But Father, in that, may we learn from our mistakes and move forward, drawing closer to you. Father, we need your guidance. Fill us with that hunger and thirst for your righteousness and for your word, that we may grow closer to you, but to know you better. And to help our walk and our path. We ask for your protection, Father. Protection over this nation. Protection over all nations. There is chaos everywhere. Evil is abounding. Satan is dancing in the streets, Father. May your people, the prayers of your people, cut him short. I ask for your protection over President Donald J. Trump and all those around him. For those January 6 prisoners that are being held and those who are being watched, whose lives are being disrupted. Father, I pray that you will encourage your children, encourage us to do the right thing, to know that everything is about you. It's not about us. Even this show today, what we're going to talk about, it's really and truly about you. Grant us discernment. For all that we hear, we know only sometimes there's no truth in it. Sometimes there's just a little smitten of it. Help us to sift through it all, Father. We know that you are always in control. We don't always understand. But we do know that you are always in control, and we praise you for that. It is for such a time as this that I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is ignorance truly bliss? Does complacency offer peace? Truth and knowledge will set us free, and a constant dose of truth will keep us free. The Monroe Doctrine will be 200 years old this weekend. How many of us, how many of you listening, know anything about it? I remember the name. I remember studying it briefly in high school. I believe it holds a great lesson for us today in our now, which has been ignored and not practiced, this Monroe Doctrine. But I'm going to study it again. I have it printed out now, and we're going to study it, and we're going to talk about it on Friday, as it'll reach 200 years old, I'm sorry. And we also, I promised you that yesterday, and I kind of forgot and got all excited about the crazy news, and we will discuss on Friday the American dream. What's happened to it? Is it gone? As this nation has fallen away from God, so have we also fallen away and failed to understand our laws, our Constitution. We can contemplate many reasons for this falling away, but it is now our obligation, it is our duty, to right those wrongs in our local schools, and yes, in our homes. I've listened for years now about a broken immigration system, but the truth is it's not broken. But the laws are not being enforced. Immigration laws are being broken by our own officials, our own government officials. Fundamentally changing America is what they promised, and they're turning it into a third world society where only the elite, such as the Obamas, the Bidens, the Democrats, the Koch brothers, the Bushes, the Romneys, and others, the Soros, they're the only ones who will enjoy life and liberty, and they're the only ones who will be allowed to pursue any kind of personal happiness and property and prosperity. All that you own belongs to the government in their fundamentally changed America. However, if we the people understood the truths of our government, our rights, our constitution, knowing that we are not and never were established as a democracy, but as a constitutional republic, in which, why is that a difference? Why does that make a difference? Why do I hound on that all the time? Because we the people are the government in a constitutional republic, and those elected officials who think they're up here and you're down here, they work for us. I don't know if you've noticed it, America, but our employees have been thieving the government, we the people. They've been robbing us blind. Pam and Dave Barrett are my guests today. And we're going to be talking about, you guessed it, and encourage you to teach the Constitution and American history to your children, your friends, and your family. They have, I don't know, for lack of a better word, invented a board game, and it's a beautiful board game. It's not some cheap little thing. It's a nice board game, and it's called the Constitution Quest. And we've talked about it before, and I thought Christmas is coming, and right now, I don't think people know their Constitution. I don't think I know it as I should. And so I thought we would discuss that today and how important it is for us to teach it, because they're not getting taught the truths in schools. And it isn't their job necessarily 100%. It's up to us, America, or us as mothers, as fathers, as brothers and sisters, as neighbors, as grandparents, to teach the children what they need to know. With that, I bring on Pam and Dave Barrett. They are my guests. They are old friends. I'm not calling you old, but it's been a long time, and I apologize for that. Welcome back, Pam and Dave.
Well, thank you for having
me. It's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm sorry it took me so long. And after we get off the air, I want to talk to you on the phone about something else. I have another person who has invented a game. They're just getting started, and I think it would be a really good game to go with the Constitution Quest game, and we'll talk about that later. But I wondered what you were thinking about what you see going on today. I don't know if we stand in the same realm. I think mostly we are conservative, constitutionally conservative. But do you think that most people don't even know their rights? Don't even know what's going on? I'll ask that of you, Dave.
Well, I totally agree with your statement. And that's something that we have to know. And as you mentioned, you know, education will set us free. And most people don't know the fundamentals of our government. It's a great experiment, but God had his finger on our country and the underpinnings of our foundation were the laws, as you mentioned. And in order to self-govern, we have to know the Constitution, because that's the that's the playbook, and that's the rules of the game. I mean, I was a sports coach for many years and involved in sports, and I would never ask to compete against another team if they did not know the rules of the game. And so there's the rules of the game, the Constitution, and also the playbook. So how are we supposed to compete and do a good job as self-governing citizens if we don't know our Constitution? And if we don't know it, we're going to give up our rights.
Yeah, and we're headed into a break, Dave, so hang on. And Pam, I'll ask you the same question when we come back. And I think the best way to do this is through fun and a game. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Pam, Dave, Barrett, and Beth Ann will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit powerthefuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. powerthefuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Dave and Pam Barrett, or Pam and Dave Barrett. I don't know which way I'm supposed to say it. But the Constitution Quest game. I'm concerned, Pam, because I don't feel like most Americans know anything about the Constitution. And I don't know if it's a, if it's as irritating to you as it is to me, but every time I hear somebody in the media, and they're both on the left and the right, and somebody that's an elected, an official, say our democracy, it just is like nails on a chalkboard to me, because it shows we don't know who we are. Do you agree with that, Pam, or am I making a bigger deal out of it than necessary?
True. I get annoyed when we hear an elected official say, well, the Constitution isn't in our purview. And so... That's why we, this is why we created the game. It came out in 2011. At that time, we felt that people didn't know. In fact, there was a study out that showed very few people, and especially the elected officials, didn't know. So we, that's why we came up with the game. And over the course of time, it's been fun to see families learning the Constitution together. But my concern is, because we don't know this document, this precious document, that was a great experience and has stood the test of time, it's up to us as citizens to push back on all of the really parents that is you know, stealing what we know belongs to us. And I every grandparent's duty to ensure that their grandchildren know this stuff. And I, it, just some of the folks that we've worked with to help them in our volunteering, the kids who have learned the Constitution when they hit on the news, so, wow, Mom and Dad, well, they can't do that, can they? And so the other thing I would say is parents have a great responsibility to find out what's going on in your schools, in your school. Go to school board meetings. It's a pain to sit there through those meetings, but you must stand there. You must politely, respectfully push back on things that you know are false, and to also regain. We have parental rights, and that needs to override any of these ridiculous state mandates that are happening regarding our children.
You know, and I think you hit something there with that about our children, because we're being told now we're being run by a socialistic government. We all claim our Constitution, and every now and then somebody in Congress mentions it, and every once in a while they'll say the Republic. But they're running it as a socialistic government right now, and that's not good enough. They've got to take it all the way down to a complete socialistic state. And in that, they tell us, Dave, that our children belong to the community, not to us. And so they've taken away, or they're trying to, ignore parental rights and telling us we don't have any say over our children's bodies, over our children's education. And on and on and on. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, exactly. And I think I think something that after years and years and years of false doctrine being spread in our country, that was the first sliver of hope was when those folks in Virginia were at the school board meeting were fighting back. And
yes,
finally, but the parents waking up and insisting on parental rights. That maybe because of, you know, so many people, one job, two jobs, both parents doing that and trying to just live life and keep track of their activity, we kind of got complacent, I think you mentioned earlier in the show, and we let things go and we trusted the schools to do everything. To take our kids to school, we couldn't take them to school. To feed our kids when we couldn't feed them, breakfast, after school as well. And so the schools took on more responsibility, and now the school, the government entity, feels like, well, we're doing all the job of the parents. They're our kids. They're not the parents' kids. So we're going to basically take those subjects, and they're ours. And parents, you have to stay, and we don't even have to let you know what's going on with your children. And this is the totalitarianism. I
yes,
mean, when
absolutely.
Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, it seemed like it was capitalism versus socialism. And now it seems freedom versus totalitarianism. It's just taking away of some of our the things that make our country, America, special beyond other countries. And that's the free speech. You know,
yes,
only certain people can do what they want. And other people, well, you have to talk in whispers or you're going to be vilified or in danger, maybe emotionally or physically, or you're going to lose your jobs. And that's what we seem to be coming up against. And because, as you said, people don't know their rights. They don't know their role in their self-government, and that people have the power, but only if they know their role and do their job at self-governing society. So we are a republic, and even one of the questions we have in the game emphasizes that. And I think Pam might read that to you if you have time for that.
Yes, go ahead.
The U.S. Constitution specifies that the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union which form of government: A, a Republican form; B, a Democratic form; C, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is from Article 4.
Okay.
And this is one of our questions that's an easier question, but you'd be surprised how many people don't realize it's a Republican form.
I don't want people to get that confused, because that is absolutely what we are, a Republican form of government. That doesn't mean we're the Republican Party government. It doesn't mean that it means that we're a republic form of government. And I have talked about this, and we have looked up the definitions and the explanation of what that is. I'm going to kind of let you expand on that, since it's in the game.
Right before I do that, I wanted to get back to something regarding the parents again.
Okay.
Their duty to go to school board to do their homework, to research whatever topic is that they're concerned about, and speak factually, succinctly to the board members. And those parents have more of an effect to change whatever's going on. When parents just yell and name call, that does great damage to our cause, all of us in our republic, taking on challenge. And so I want to say that by pushing back at the school board meeting, I'm about being militant. That's not my.
Right. We need to be civil. And, you know, and right. I get that 100%. We have got to, what the left wants, what these others want is for us to get violent. Because that gives them the latitude, or whatever you want to call it, to come in and arrest you or to accuse you of this or that. And they will do that. They've been doing that at board meetings, not just for people that were violent, but they just didn't like what they were saying. But the gentleman, the father that got outraged because his daughter had been raped in the school bathroom, and then they take him down, and the school covered this up and moved him to another school, and he repeated the offense with another young girl. These are things that we have got to start getting a grip of, even if we take our children. And I know this is tough, because people are working and they're working two jobs. Take them out of the school system and homeschool. And I have a granddaughter that's doing that. She is homeschooling her children. She is a busy little girl. And she needs this. I sent this to them when she was a little girl. So her dad has this game. But she needs this game to teach her children the Constitution. We're headed into a break. Hang on. I know we've got some phone issues. It's really cutting out pretty bad. Let's see if we can't fix this during this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Dave and Pam Barrett. The Constitution Quest game. We need to get that in your hands. It's a great, great Christmas gift. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think we got our phone issue fixed. And I do apologize. I know that's tough. It's whenever things start cutting out, you know, I tell my husband I can't hear you because it's cutting out. You know, sometimes we just, you know, can't hear him. But anyway, we're talking about the Constitution Quest game. It's about learning your Constitution, but it's in a fun board game. And so it's done in a fun way. I recently, Dave and Pam, I recently wrote a book. I'm trying to get it published. I'm working right now trying to get the book cover made. And it's called, I've taken it after Thomas Paine, The American Crisis Continues. And it's, I believe we're in a crisis. And I believe the constitutional crisis is the fact that we the people, the republic, don't know our rights, don't know our constitution. Those folks up there in D.C. and in our government and in our state capitals, they work for us. And somehow we have had that flipped and believe that we owe them everything. So they constantly take our money and tell us they're going to give us a little bit back here, a little bit back there, or some kind of program here, or just whatever. And it's totally unconstitutional. Most of what they do in D.C. is completely unconstitutional. And I would say, and Dave, I'm going to address this one to you. I would say, unfortunately, we seem to be governed by lawsuits here lately. What do you think?
Yeah, and sometimes we have to fight back that way as well. But it's pretty difficult when those in power that really don't care about the Constitution and all the Americans have, or some of our elected officials, have appointed different judges not to be judging and reading and applying the Constitution to court cases, but they're being activists, and right. they're trying to go in someone else's lane, and that's the legislative branch, who they're supposed to be making the laws, writing the laws, legislate the laws, and they're trying to get in their lane, and the activist judges are trying to make law.
Well, in a recent...
And that causes a huge problem in our society, and that's what our game tries to educate the public on, which our game is very targeted on learning the Constitution, just plain and simple, the three branches of government and the separation of powers that they have and the duties and responsibilities. And then, as you had also mentioned, one of the decks, the Quest cards, which we call the Quest for Power cards, talks about the state's powers versus the powers that the national government has, which is our Congress, including, yes. obviously, the House of Representatives and the Senate. And that's where we have an issue because, as you mentioned, it's not supposed to be top-down. It's just the Constitution is a framework and across our land. But the states, as part of the representing the people, hired the federal government to do certain jobs that maybe alone we couldn't do. And that's where I think the disconnect is. So we, the people through the states, have hired the federal government to do things as to protect us from, you know, enemies, foreign and domestic. And instead, we've taken that federal government and decided that because we don't know our role, that we're just going to nod our heads and whatever the government officials say, that we're going to go along with it. And that's where a lot of the kids and adults, you know, don't know. And basically in that way, they're giving up their power and giving up their rights in the process, which God has given us.
Right. Well, and I think the falling away from God had a lot to do with that and wanting to believe that government will take care of us. And the pyramid is, in this particular aspect, is the people are the top. No, I'm sorry. God is the top, then the people, mm-hmm. then the state, mm-hmm. and then the federal government. And somehow we've got this flipped upside down, and they want to remove right. God, you know, separation of church and state, which in itself is a false statement.
Right.
And, you know, but I think it's so important right now that we, the people, all of us out here, there is no John Wayne coming to save us. The Duke isn't coming to save us. There is no Spider-Man or Captain America. This is up to we the people, and it's got to start with knowing our rights, knowing our Constitution. You don't have to go to college to know it. Our founding fathers made it very simple. All we got to do is read it and know it. And Pam, I'm going to turn that over to you because I think your game does a fantastic job of teaching it in a fun way. And, let's talk about that, and let's get people on the phone so they can start ordering the game and get to the website too. Pam?
Okay, our website is www.constitutionquest.com, and we're going to give you a phone number. If they're interested, we will give $10 off on the game.
Oh, okay. Good.
The phone number to call would be 951-694-2610.
Okay, say that again. 951
694
okay.
2610.
Okay, now that's a special
and
number,
then
guys.
They can call it or they can text it, and
okay.
We will get back with them with a code that they can plug in and receive $10 off the price of the game.
And, you know, I know everybody's cutting back for Christmas, but this would be a great, if you wanted to just give a family a gift, this would be
That's
a great
right.
thing to give. And maybe some homemade cookies to go along with it so they can sit there and eat their sugar cookies while they're playing the Constitution
Quest
game. No, that's
right, or a bag of popcorn.
There you go. Nothing's better, is it?
It is fun to play in teams with a family. They, mm-hmm. the whole group can play together. And the questions are read, all the answers are read out loud, and so that everyone can hear. So everybody's learning at the same time. And then it causes people to listen because there might be a clue that will help them in another question.
Right.
And the story that we love telling, our this particular granddaughter, we have 8 grandkids. When she
awesome.
Was 5, she was playing the game. She was little, what she did was she rolled the dice, she moved the marker, she got the appropriate card and handed it to the older sibling. And before the sibling could read the possible answers, the question was, how old do you have to be a U.S. senator? And before the older granddaughter read A, B, or C, little Jordan said, wait, I know this. You have to be 30 years old to be a senator. And we all just looked, but she had been playing just by being involved and was learning the information just like a sponge. And parents have told us that the whole family's learning the Constitution at the same time, and especially homeschool families.
Oh, yes.
You know, maybe the kids aren't studying the Constitution at that level, but they're learning it while the whole family's playing. Also, there are star cards. There's 13 in each of the 4 decks around the corners, and there's 8 in the middle deck. And those cards are the easier cards, least amount of verbiage, easier content. They give you a framework for the Constitution. And so we always tell people, pull those cards that have the star in the left bottom corner and play with those first. And then people don't feel overwhelmed. And also to play with a partner, have a team member, because then people don't feel intimidated that, oh, I don't know the answer.
If there's
another person with them and they get it wrong, it's okay. And we also tell parents beforehand, say, hey, I don't know the Constitution.
Okay, we're headed into a break, so hang on, Pam.
Hang on.
We're headed into a break. I have a granddaughter story just to tell you how smart they are, because they'll learn. Even if you think they're not paying attention, they're paying attention. So you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Pam and Dave Barrett, and we will be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. In the past, we have done question and answers and thrown them out there for my listeners, and I just wasn't prepared to do that today. I did a lot of research on quotes and things of the Constitution from our founding fathers and others, and even looked up, Pam and Dave, I even looked up the test that someone has to take to become a citizen, because we have a whole lot of people coming in this country right now. And I would dare say that probably most Americans born here, especially younger than me, because we did have to take a test. I don't even know if they still take the test, but I'm going to say they can't even pass this.
That's right.
And we know some of the, it was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that didn't even know the three branches of government. And there she is up there serving in the government, but she doesn't even know what it is. So she's pushing this socialism because she doesn't care one iota about the Constitution and about your rights and about the republic form of government. They don't like it. That's why they all call it democracy. And you know, Dave, I've noticed it's everybody doing it. The right, the left, the media, the ones we call conservative media. And every once in a while, somebody slips up and says, I even hear it out of Trump's mouth. Every now and then he says that democracy word too. And I wish we could get it through everybody's head that we're not a democracy, because that is a failing government. And what do you think? I mean, I know I've mentioned that before, and I kind of get on that bandwagon because I feel like we're being gaslighted with it.
Well, I think the government officials wanting to expand their power, and that's part of human nature, which is why the founders, you know, put together the Constitution to replace the Articles of Confederation, and that's why there are the separation of powers and also the checks and balances, which which we teach through the wild cards in our game, you know, how one branch is supposed to approve or disapprove of the actions of another to keep their power in check. And so whether it's someone, Democratic Party, Republican, Independent, you know, people are human and they're going to try to expand the prerequisites or the job specs. And that's what's going on. And yet there's some government officials more than others will try to hide behind the Constitution or maybe use it in name only to get across what they want to get across or to push over or to fool people. And that's what we're about, because if people know it, and they'll understand that there are some government officials that are trying to use their power and try to get around the Constitution when they don't get their rulings from the Supreme Court or in court cases or elections. And there's others that want to do everything they can to adhere to the Constitution. I mean, that's part of our role as we the people, is to keep our government officials accountable, not just through our votes, but afterward, you know, at our school boards, which we're starting to see, and at our city councils and local government and state government and all around. You know, that's all we can do with our sometimes we don't have the power to speak out, you know, right, across the whole nation. But, right, yeah, that's true. Adhering to the Constitution is something that we need to have, and it starts with our knowledge, and then it continues with we the people being the biggest check and balance. Amen. On government overreach. And let that's what's give... going on. The bigger the government, the less freedoms and rights that we seem to be able to exert.
Let me give your information out again. Now, to get $10 off, if you're listening today, you need to call 951-694-2610.
That's
951-694-2610. Did I say that wrong, Pam?
No, you said it correctly. Oh. And they can call or text.
Oh, call or text, yes. And you can go to their website, which is just simply constitutionquest.com. Constitutionquest.com. And you will get to see it. It's a beautiful game. It's fun. It's inspiring. And I think it's challenging for all of us, because some of us think we know things that we don't know. And, I want to have you guys back on, and we'll do a fun show like we've done in the past. I want to do this here. Rudy will try to get us booked up real quick so that we can do a call-in show with questions and answers and offer the listeners something. I am not doing this to get money, my friends. I'm doing this because I believe we need to – I'm going to get all choked up. We've got to educate our children. They don't know who they are. And you can't expect the Sunday school teacher to teach your children everything. Can't drop them off at church and expect everything. You have to take an active role in that, and you have to take an active role in this, in our government. And it's very difficult because we've been taught to just stay in the corner and let things work out, and it's not working out so well. And so, once again, to get $10 off today, go to 951-694-2610. 951-694-2610. And let's get this going. We need to teach our children, and there's no better way than to use a game. Now, I was going to tell a grandchild story. She's 4, and her mama took her to the store with her, and her mama said, "Wave at yourself up there. There you are on TV." And she says, "Mama, that's not a TV. That's a security monitor." You see, they're in a different world than we grew up in, but they are quick and they are smart. And so if they're even just standing there, the 3-year-old, the 2-year-old, the 4-year-old, the 5-year-old, if they're just standing there watching you play this game, they're going to learn because they are quick and smart. a lot more than I was when I was that age.
Yeah,
so,
that's pretty amazing.
They are amazing. And, I want to thank you guys for what you've done with this game. And I know you've been out there a few years now, but we don't have it in enough homes. It needs to be in every home across this nation. And I want to get you back on. I want to talk to you after the show. I need your opinion on something. It's another game somebody else has done, and I'm very excited about it, but I want to get your opinion on it. And also, when we come back here in the next week or so, I want to do a fun show like we've done in the past with questions and answers and that kind of thing. And let's see if we can't educate America. And as I said, this is the only thing that's going to bring America home. That's my closing line when I throw that out there. Real quick, we're about to close. Either one of you want to say something real quick?
just thank you for having us. And regarding the game, you mentioned that it's fun, but I must say that as Pam and I are former teachers, it's fun, but it's also a very effective way to learn the Constitution.
Absolutely. I'd forgotten that you had both been teachers. That's awesome. Thank you so much for all that you do, because this wasn't an easy task to put this together, and I bet you learned a lot when you were doing it. We had to do that in school. We took these tests, but it didn't cover everything, and it's time that America knew it inside and out. We need to know our rights, and then when these folks say we're a democracy, we say, no. We're a republic, and you need to get behind me because I'm the lead. Anyway, thank you guys, Pam, and thank you, Dave. I appreciate it so much. 951-694-2610. Let's bring America home. God bless you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.